We will now briefly summarize what you will learn in each lesson of the Realization System course. Introduction and Lesson 1, The Three Phases of Mind. Our first aim will be to get a composite or bird's eye view of your entire mind and then separately explore and understand all its phases. We will consider the objective mind with which you reason, think, desire and will. This phase lies immediately in the foreground of your mentality, and since you are already fairly familiar with it, we will not linger there very long. Next, we will explore your subjective mind, with which you are not so familiar. There we shall find the material of which your dreams are made, the storeroom in which all memories of your past life are stored and classified, and the prison house where all the passions, fears, longings, desires and tendencies that you have ever tried to put out of your life are shackled and caged but still alive. Then we will pass along to the realm of your subconscious mind, which planned and built your body before it ever had evolved a reasoning mind, and which still sustains and repairs it. Here we shall find the center of communication from which all the involuntary processes of your body are directed. Such processes, for instance, as digestion, assimilation, elimination, and the manufacture of the various glandular secretions. The subconscious is a wonderful phase of the mind about which you probably know almost nothing. It thinks things into existence. In fact, it does all its work by the sheer power of its thoughts. And it knows a wonderful lot more than how to build, repair, and operate a body. Before we reach the end of the journey, you will be taught how to communicate with it at will, and how to invoke its marvelous wisdom and power, not only for the establishment of health, but for the acquirement of other things that you desire. All three phases of mind are manifestations within you of the universal creative mind, from which your subconscious mind, in particular, derives its wonderful creative wisdom and power. Here too, you will find the tie that binds you to every other living thing, and get a glimpse of your possibilities and powers, which will dazzle your reason and stagger your imagination. The Universal Mind. Did it ever occur to you that a wonderful creative mind fills all space and pulsates through everything? Some people find this idea very difficult. They are inclined to look upon the process of creation, life, growth and reproduction as being the result of the operation of certain laws of nature, and to think of the directing mind as being at a distance. This second part of Lesson 1 will be devoted principally to the task of making you understand that not only the laws are present in these processes, but that the lawgiver also is in them. The lawgiver is the universal mind. Plato called it the oversoul. Whatever name may be applied to the creative mind that fills all space, there is no longer any doubt among those who have taken the pains to study the subject that its existence and everywhereness are undisputable facts. Lesson 2. This lesson introduces you to the two most vital phases of your mind, of which the average person is more or less completely ignorant. The practical exercise in part 1, which is called the free association of ideas, is more than a means of improving one's memory. you will be shown in lesson 4 that it will help you to release repressed desires and to cure yourself of various mental and physical ills. In part B, you will be introduced to that marvelous inner self, the subconscious mind. As you continue with the study, as you carry out the exercises and experiments for yourself, you will gain more and more information. The wisdom and power obtainable are practically boundless. Your grasp of this truth will be the measure of your achievements. Lesson 3. In the previous lessons, you will have already been introduced to the subconscious phase of the mind, and in this lesson, you are given further instructions in the science of harnessing its great resources. Simple though they may appear to you, the formulae given in these lessons are the product of many years of careful observation and experiments. You are given two new practical methods in this lesson. The rapid repetition method is suggested primarily as a means of alleviating acute physical pain, but some students have applied it with success for the banishment of wrong thoughts as a supplement to recognized thought control methods. If you are able to make clear mental pictures, you will be able to make effective use of the technical formula, a method based on the scientifically proved fact that the subconscious mind uses a language of visual imagery. Here again, students have applied the method in a variety of ways. Some picture themselves healthy, some wealthy, and some visualize a well-integrated, confident personality. Both of these practical methods should be incorporated into your daily routine and applied accordingly to your particular needs. Regularity of practice is a primary essential. A brilliant pianist loses his touch quickly if he neglects practice, and similarly, spasmodic effects in the realm of practical psychology are disappointing, if not futile. Lesson 4. For those who are taking this study with the object of remedying some nervous ailment, part A of this lesson is one of the most important parts of the course and merits careful study and revision. Many have denied the full enjoyment of life by nervous complaints such as inferiority, anxiety, and restlessness, or by some physical ailment such as indigestion or headaches. Much of the suffering arising out of these mental and physical complaints can be traced to the prisoners of the subjective mind. We all have these undesirable inhabitants, and although they may not be to our liking, we must examine them carefully, for great harm may be done by ignoring them. Knowledge of this part of the mind usually comes as a shock. Some shrink from the truth about it and are not willing to face up to its unruly inmates. But your courage and endeavour will be amply repaid, and after grasping the teachings fully, you will be better able to deal with your own problems and those of others. Part B on health and healing naturally follows on from the first part of the lesson. It is, however, a side issue which has been included in the course for those who are interested in the subject. If you have any scruples on this method of healing others, then part B can be passed over without interfering in any way with the complete study. Lesson 5. Everyone desires health and longs to keep vitality as the years pass by. Money cannot buy health nor youth, but the instructions given in Part A of Lesson 5 will help you to retain your energy and prolong your life. Part B deals with that subject of universal interest, love. If you are in search of an ideal love relationship, study this lesson carefully and apply the methods suggested. The principles of this lesson may seem simple, but they are nonetheless amazingly rapid in producing splendid results. The second part of the lesson teaches the vital principles of true love and happiness, which are the utmost importance not only to marriage students, but to those who intend to marry. Fewer people ever experience the ideal love relationship. Those who are unhappily married may, with the help of the teaching of Lessons 5 and 11, achieve that state of happiness which has so far evaded them. In these lessons, you have the true secrets of love. Lesson 6. Many students consider this lesson the best in the course. Once you have realized the wonderful truth of the great mind working within you, unlimited possibilities are open to you. The principles taught in the first half of the lesson are very useful to those who are married with children or those who intend to raise children. Parenthood is a great responsibility, and if children are brought up on these lines, they will grow up to be a credit to themselves, their community, and their parents. The latter part of the study, entitled The Psychology of Religion, forms an important phase of this study. Have you appreciated the value of making others happy, and are you doing your best to work and plan with this end in view? If so, this is splendid, for it is a proven fact that in proportion to your giving happiness to others, so will happiness be given to you. A great future is opening up before you with every hour that passes. Determine to live it to the full. Lesson 7. This lesson, the beginning of the second half of the journey, takes you much more deeply into the fundamentals of existence. It shows how the universal creative mind is acting everywhere with plan and purpose. It acts in you most directly through your subconscious mind. Once you realize your oneness with the universal mind, then all things are possible. By working and planning along the lines of this course, your hopes and dreams may no longer remain cherished desires, but become accomplished facts. The second part of the lesson teaches the truths of life, how the earth was formed, the creation of fishes, plants, animals, and finally man. It teaches about the mysterious force called life, in the creation of which man can take part, which he can hand on, but which he cannot create from nothing. Pause for a moment and reflect on the progress that has been made during man's short sojourn through the world. We cannot visualize what progress will yet be made, but each of us has a part to play in the existence of the race. It should be your aim to make your contribution as valuable as possible. You have now reached the stage where you may lay the real foundation for the future. You are now at the beginning of wisdom. Lesson 8. Lesson 8 includes discussion of negative and destructive mental attitudes, among which the commonest and most harmful is fear. Few indeed are those who have not felt its icy hand clutch their heart at some time in their life. The remedy for fear is love. Perfect love casteth out fear. If you are afraid, it is because you lack love, not the love which receives, but the love which gives. If you suffer from fear and do not want it to paralyze your life, cure yourself by the divine antidotes, love. Make an honest attempt to love the world around you. Be interested in people and human affairs. If you want to experience the happiest day of your life, make up your mind that tomorrow you will do your level best to leave everyone happier than you found him or her. Keep this attitude for the rest of your days and you will find it a certain cure for mental sickness, bodily sickness and failure. Further revelations on the principles taught in this lesson form part of Lesson 9. These two lessons, 8 and 9, are a great purification. In them you leave the last burden, the rags of fears and failure, ignorance and conflict that have for so long hindered you. Lesson 9. In Part A of this lesson, you are given another memory exercise, which is a very valuable one. When practicing this exercise, you will find that there is a good deal of tidying up to do in your mental storehouse before you can penetrate very far. This will be made much easier by the regular use of the exercise. As you will no doubt appreciate, the great value of the memory exercise lies in the sorting of memories, so your memory of things, both long past and recent, will become more receptive and retentive. If all our past experiences are recorded in the remembering phase of the mind, it follows that any psychological method enabling us to tap this wonderful storehouse would be doubly valuable. It would enable us not only to brush up our memory, but also to become a walking encyclopedia of facts and figures. The part of the lesson dealing with the fountain of wisdom and the realm of error is particularly important and should be studied carefully. We have no doubt that by the time you reach this part of the course, you will be feeling the exquisite thrill of true living, of knowledge pulsating through everything you say and do. Put your knowledge to work as soon as you receive it. This will incorporate it permanently in your life pattern. We know you will be greatly inspired and uplifted by Lesson 9 and its teachings. Remember to make good use of them for your advancement. Lesson 10. Part A deals with psychic phenomena. This discussion has been included partly because of its interest and partly because it is called for in a course which sets out to demonstrate the hidden powers of the human mind. An important truth to be gleaned from this lesson is that sleep is essential apart from the demands of the body. Nowadays, many people are conscious of the physical capital expended. Very few of them, however, appreciate the mental effects of the life they are leading. In Part B, we go down to bedrock and examine the practical methods of achieving success. Here we come face to face with the central message of the realization system. The things and conditions you desire are actually yours, provided you have the ability to recognize them and reach out for them. Life is like a bowl of fruit. Until you act by reaching out and sampling them, you can only have the doubtful satisfaction of imagining the lusciousness within. In this lesson, you will discover the benefits of making mental pictures, and this will prove a great asset in getting things. The universal mind creates by means of mental images, and your subconscious mind will quickly respond to messages which you send to it in the form of thought pictures. So make the visualization method an essential part of your technique. If you cannot imagine yourself seeing what you want to achieve, try to make use of the imagery belonging to one or more of the other senses. That is to say, you should try to imagine yourself feeling or hearing your desire, as your tactile or auditory imagery may be superior to your visual imagery. Otherwise, if you cannot employ the imagery of any of the senses and therefore consider that the wakeful method is impracticable in your case, we advise you to concentrate instead exclusively on the somnolent method described. Lesson 11. In part A of this lesson, you are given the key to perfect human love, an essential to human happiness. You will have already received previous instruction on this subject, but now you know more. By using the methods of the realization system, so you may come into that perfect loving relationship which can lift you to the heights of happiness. The methods are simple. Live them. The second part of the lesson should require no urging to ensure its application in your life and affairs. Are you using what you have learned, or have you passed it by with mere study? Are you using it now? Lesson 12. And so to lesson 12. This will conclude the journey on which we have had the great pleasure of guiding you. By this time, you will be equipped to travel alone and enter the vast treasure-laden realm of realization. You'll be able to look back now along the road and see how much have you changed for the better and what have you gained. Remember, if you feel by this time that not enough has been gained, this is a journey on which you can retrace your steps and travel again some part of the road that has not yielded the knowledge and experience you expected. The knowledge and experience have been there, but still blinded perhaps by years of habit, you have not seen them. They will still be there waiting for you. Go back and take them. You will see them more clearly now. By the time you reach the end of the course, we know that you will have been both strengthened and inspired. We are sure that you will need no urging to go on applying the lessons, which can be relied on to give you fresh rewards with further study. We leave you now by expressing the sincere hope that your path through life will continue to abound with interest and great joyful rewards.